This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to episode 38 of How You At You. It's your girl Shinies from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, you guys know that we love hanging out with you, talking about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news, anything interesting or scandalous that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yes, just a FYI, there will be no static this week. I'm trying to think of a way to like juice it, spice it up. I don't know, it's kind of feeling a little bit stale to me. So if you guys have any requests or there's like a way you like to intake updates, then let me know. I'm open to suggestion. But anyway, that means that, you know, this hot topic section might be a little bit longer than usual, but not too long. Like, this is not BBC News. All right. So first, we're going to talk about YG Entertainment's new girl group debuting this year, allegedly. So according to a report, YG Entertainment will be debuting a new girl group later on this year. If you have watched past episodes of The Static or listened to this podcast, I think I have mentioned YG trademarking the name Baby Monster or Baymon. So that might be the name of the group, but obviously nothing's confirmed. There's been no details about how many members or the style, but many do expect that it's going to be, you know, a similar style to Blackpink or 21 or Fusion. And YG Entertainment, as of yet, hasn't released any statements regarding this girl group happening, but it's more likely going to happen.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so some of your responses to that were people are really hoping that the group is not called Baymon or Baby Monster, or Baby Monsters, they hate the name. Other fans are saying people shouldn't really worry about Blackpink being left in the basement of YG because Blackpink is the moneymaker of YG. And others were saying, I think YG should, you know, just manage one group that they have properly first before they debut a new one. So a mixed bag. But yeah, let us know what you guys think. What are your thoughts, Shay, on that?
I guess like we just got to sit tight and wait. I don't even know what to expect, which is very K-pop of all K-pop. Like it's just K-pop. Just wait. Don't try and guess because it's going to be way off. Just wait.
Yeah, we'll see. From a new girl group to a girl group randomly disbanding. So many fans were shocked last week to hear about GFRIEND and their disbandment. So on the 18th of May, it was reported that all members of GFRIEND will not be renewing their contracts with Source Music, and they will also be parting ways. According to Herald Pop, official notices regarding their upcoming schedules on their fan cafes have been deleted. Each member have written handwritten letters. Did I say that right? You guys know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, even by written letters, thanking fans and, you know, all that good stuff. Many responses expressed sadness, especially if fans didn't get like a goodbye concert or a goodbye song or anything. It all seemed very sudden. Many were saying that, you know, they initially thought it was just GFRIEND leaving Source Music, maybe. But then they were shocked on top of that, that they were disbanding. And especially, it did feel like it was coming out of nowhere. I think their contract either, I could be wrong, but expired like the 22nd of May or around this time anyway. But it's so weird that there was like, again, no goodbye song, no preparation for that. Someone did say that Source Music are planning on debuting a new girl group, so that might explain the rush. But then I don't know why you can't have two girl groups at once. And plus GFriend, I could be wrong, but I feel like GFriend, especially in Korea, are quite popular. So yeah. I don't know, but I wish them the best.
Yeah, funny enough, the way I found out about the whole situation, because I'm on the web, but I'm really not. I find out things by accident. But I think there was like a video about Lil Uzi Vert, and he was upset.
Because I think Lil Uzi Vert is a big fan, apparently. And apparently on Twitter, he was liking a lot of tweets regarding sadness about GFriend disbanding. So check on Lil Uzi Vert, make sure he's okay. But yeah, it's quite sad and quite sudden.
Exactly.
Moving on to boy group news. So ATs were getting harassed at an airport. Yes, I'm tired. ATs took a trip to Jeju Island, which the reasons at this current time are unknown. But I'm nosy, so I'm wondering, is it a comeback? Is it a TV show? Let us know what your guesses are. I have no idea. Due to their appearance on the show Kingdom and some of the other members acting in the K-drama Intimidation, their popularity in South Korea has grown. However, this wasn't reflected with their security. As the group arrived back in Seoul, they only had about one or two bodyguards and a manager to protect eight members. So, do the maths.
Run the numbers.
I saw videos of like members, and it seemed like they were drowned in a sea of people. A lot of them looked very uncomfortable. They had a lot of phones in their face. And I'm just thinking, has everyone forgotten that we're in the middle of a pond replay? Or
I'm so done with you.
I'm very confused. A-Tinies took to social media about the situation and asked AT's company, KQ Entertainment, to provide better security. And one response that stood out to me was, I don't understand why making your faves feel uncomfortable is a thing and why airports allow this. So,
exactly. Like, I don't... Like, by getting that close to someone or making them scared or uncomfortable... Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I understand some fans, they might, like, line up nicely and, like, cheer them on or film them from a distance. But getting all up in their face, that's weird.
It's very weird. Personal space, guys. Personal space. Moving on to one boy group to another. You may have known this little boy group called BTS. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're quite underground.
Maybe, I think.
So they had a comeback called Margarine, I think. Or maybe it's butter. I don't remember. It's quite small. So BTS, you know, they came back. And of course, they do what they do best, break records. So in 13 minutes after its release, the music video, it hit 10 million views, light work, which breaks Dynamite's record of 10 million views in 21 minutes. No, light work. Yeah. Then... in 21 hours, that jumped to 100 million views, and it hit number one on the iTunes charts in 101 countries after its release. But are we surprised?
No,
we are not.
I love the way, like, BTS, like, for a comeback, they're not, like, breaking other people's records. They're just like, let's break our own records. Why not? Like, let's do that.
Yeah, to be honest, I feel like breaking theirs, they're breaking everyone else's. So they only can compete with themselves at this point. You know what I mean?
Honestly.
They've probably broken more records by the time you're listening to this. But, you know, BTS are doing what BTS do best. Last but not least, SM has launched a verified TikTok and Instagram account and trademarks for the name Pink Blood. SM have trademarked multiple names in the past, but have never used them. But what makes this different is that there's actual social media accounts with the name. There are no information about what Pink Blood is. It could be a girl group. It does seem that way due to the trademark that it's registered under, like the code that it's registered under. It's usually that's for like artists or fan clubs. So it could be something to do with music, but who knows? But yeah, so that's, you know, a little something I wanted to throw in there.
Interesting.
So there might be like a new SM girl group. I don't think it will be because aespa is still new.
I don't know. Wait, I've just opened TikTok. It's a verified page, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what the at name is called. It may be like Pink Blood something, underscore something. I don't know.
Because there's posts on the TikTok, at least. There's nothing except for a trailer on Instagram. But on the TikTok, they seem to be like reposting fan content or people that dance to SM songs. So it might be like to highlight creators or stuff, I guess.
Yeah, but Pink Blood is such a weird name. We just have to wait and see. I have no idea. But yeah, that's Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If you want us to talk about anything in particular or you want to comment on any of the stories mentioned, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can hit us up on socials at HowYouAtYou. So moving on, it's time for Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, games, hot tea. You can send that all to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. So Shay, take it away.
Thank you very much. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is BTS is not the standard of K-pop, neither is their success. I guess BTS's success and what they do doesn't mean that every other group that comes out has to be exactly like them or has to achieve the same things they've achieved in order to be quote-unquote successful.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel as though they're a good standard in terms of what K-pop can be in terms of like the reach and like the awards in terms of accolades.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's your thoughts?
I can see, you know, they could be like, as you said, this is where we could potentially end up.
Mm.
But then you could also go beyond that, because at one point, obviously, there hasn't been a group that's done what BTS has done prior.
Mm.
So they probably looked at a different group and thought that was the ceiling. So
exactly.
You know, they could go beyond that. And also, I'm sorry, I'm going to be very political. The standard of K-pop is basically Black culture. If we're going to say what the standard is, because that's where it's come from.
Mm.
If we're going to be 100. So yes, the standard is beyond BTS. Whether you like it or not, it's the truth. To be honest, the majority of the music industry, the standard, that's where it most genres originate from.
Mm. But also, like, K-pop is like saying pop. Like, under that is, like, so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, different styles, sub-stuff, and tons of different things. So I guess everything, even the sort of sub-genres, will have their own standards, and those standards are forever changing and growing, because I guess like the whole music industry is, but K-pop is very much so a type of music which is like forever evolving and changing and creating different sounds and doing different things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess like they're the standard for now, but there's probably going to be more growth and development in the future. So next one is, someone said, most K-pop fans, especially ARMY and Blinks, are really rude and toxic.
Oh no.
I feel like we've been down this avenue a few times.
I feel like we sound like a broken record, but just for this person, because those fandoms are very huge, so the toxic small percentage is going to be also huge compared to your average fandom size.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I'm not saying that they don't exist. They do.
Mm.
But I feel like they're very few in between.
As someone who's not a part of either of these fandoms, it's not really my place to speak. Maybe if you're in the fandom and you're like, oh my gosh, like, wow, there are like, I'm always seeing X, Y, and Z doing these things and it represents us badly, or I find it annoying. So maybe if you're in the fandom and you're annoyed, but I guess from someone that's not in either of these fandoms, I personally don't see it a ton.
Yeah.
And I don't classify, like, sorry, I don't know if this is going to be PC, but I don't classify the crazies as fans. Mm. So I think maybe if you try to look at it that way, like, I know sometimes their bad behavior can reflect on you, but if you just try not to classify them as fans, at least for yourself, and encourage like your friends or anyone else that you know to do the same, that might help a little bit.
I think what also will help, I know it's very tempting if you see something crazy online, like someone's obsessed with a member or doing something really rude, or I think it's very easy to share those negative things and like out of outrage, not because you agree. And I feel like the only way to, I guess, de-escalate the volume of it is, and it is hard because we're human, no one's perfect, is to ignore them and not to give them any sort of attention, because I feel like half the time that's what they thrive off. I feel like half the people that are rude or are toxic are doing it for the sake of doing it, especially like if you want to refer to, you know, fans that are obsessed and they make whole TikTok series about Jimin being their boyfriend or whatever. I feel like if people just blocked or scrolled or just whatever, they would stop.
Because especially, like, sorry to cut you off, especially for these kinds of people, like the quote that no publicity is bad publicity, they're still getting their views, they're still getting their likes, they're still getting their attention. So I feel like a lot more progress would be made, like Shanice is saying, if you just ignored it and kept going about your day.
But yeah, I just feel like if the shift was, you know, put on something, I don't know, someone's made this really cool idea of how to stream your the song that's out at the moment, and you know, you shared that instead, or someone that did a cover to dance, or someone that's, you know, recreated Lisa's whole outfit from a music video, and it's like talented people within your fandom, share those things more than the other stuff. But again, it's easier said.
But what does really bug me is that sometimes I will see like really talented upcoming groups, or maybe even ones that have been out for a while, that barely scratch the surface of like 100,000 views or a million views, and they don't get much attention. And then tell me why he who should not be named, ending in London, like, I swear his music videos have like millions of views. Like, you guys are putting your attention in the wrong places.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So this person said, most K-dramas don't need a season 2. Why do y'all always want more? And also, K-dramas do not have to have a happy ending. The ones with sad endings are typically more interesting. And Lee Min-ho is overrated.
Sorry.
That was a lot. Okay.
I agree. I don't feel like dramas need... especially Korean dramas.
Yeah.
Y'all do not need a season 2 at the time, because I feel like... this is why sometimes I can't get through dramas, because I find the episodes really long. Like,
yes.
I find them really long, and that's not necessarily because they don't need to be that long. I mean, they don't need to be that long. You could cut, you know, you could cut it into two. But that's neither here or there. But what I'm saying is this, you already put so much emphasis on the setup and the characters and whatever. I don't know now, because I don't really watch I've mentioned so many times, I don't really watch K-dramas, like recent K-dramas, but I do remember back in the day, especially just say like a K-drama had 12 episodes and episode 1 to 5 would be like amazing. But the way that Korea then used to green light dramas, it would be... So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If Shay, if you came to me that, like, oh, I have a drama about a K-pop fan and you've written episode 1 to 5, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I like the idea, but I want to see how this, the public perceives it. And then I wait until it gets to episode 4 or even episode 5, like you're shooting episode 5. 4's airing, you're shooting episode 5. And I'm like, we're like, actually, the ratings bang. Shay, could you... Write another 6 episodes, and you're like, huh? So then, because, you know, you're playing catch up now, because when I was shooting episode 5, then, you know, okay, by next week, I need to have episode 6 done, at least. Near the end, it's like, all this build up and set up for it to, I compare it to when you're in an exam and the teacher says you have 5 minutes left, ooh, and you just quickly rush the end of the essay, and the beginning of the essay bangs, mm-hmm, but the end it's like, and then I woke up and it was a dream. You're like, why? Why?
I can't. No, I totally get that. Like, I think that was like a huge thing that used to happen like a few years back.
Yeah, I don't know if it happens now.
Me neither. Like, I don't personally, at least from the dramas that I've watched, typically, naturally you want more if it's a really good drama, but I mm-hmm don't want more to the extent where I'm like, I need a whole other season, because K-dramas, like, typically their episodes are at least like 40 minutes, an hour plus. So you're watching movies, okay?
Basically.
So I don't know. Me personally, I agree with this person. I don't feel as though most dramas need a season two. Like,
also, can mm-hmm I, sorry to cut you off, do dramas now, because I feel like Korean dramas don't, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Do K-dramas generally now have a season two anyway?
Not,
or is it just something that's demanded?
I think it's something that's mostly demanded. I think it's quite uh-huh rare for a drama to get a season two. Like, a drama, for example, that got a season two recently is Love Alarm. And it has good ratings, I guess, because that's what led to the second season. But it isn't, in my opinion, one of the best dramas I've watched. So mm-hmm I guess it's case by case. But very rarely dramas get a season two. And it's not really needed. I feel as though the one season makes like you really cherish what's going on and mm the experience of watching it. And then, yeah, I think that's more than enough. And then the second part of this is K-dramas do not always have to have a happy ending. Typically, the ones that don't are more interesting.
Yeah, I don't feel like dramas need to have a happy ending.
Mm.
But happy endings are not bad either.
It's yeah, just, exactly.
It's case by case.
Mm.
I guess I can understand why this person may find a non-happy ending more interesting, because it's, I guess it's not really typically done. And then the last part is Lee Min-ho is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, again, I haven't watched anything recent that he's been in.
Mm.
I think probably the last thing I watched with him in was probably Is or something.
Okay.
Which was ages ago.
That was a long time.
And I wasn't particularly that impressed, if I'm going to keep it 100.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I have to stand up for my guy Min-ho. Love him. Beautiful gowns. Very legendary in my brain. But he, in my opinion, like, not that he's a bad actor. He has, like, amazing acting and drama street cred. But I don't know, like, one drama that I watched, that I tried to watch kind of recently that he was in was The King. Like, I think it's like The King, the Eternal Monarch or something like that. And I'm not going to lie to you, I was watching it because his bodyguard was fine. I'm not going to lie. It was not given.
It's not given what it should have gave.
It wasn't. It really wasn't.
I feel like he's legendary in terms, because like of the dramas he's been in.
Exactly.
But if I'm going to keep it a buck, I kind of agree. I just feel like he's writing off his name at this point. I personally, but again, take my opinion with a grain of salt, because I'm not a drama person. So I could be missing out on some amazing performances that he has done. But I personally, like, he's not bad, but he hasn't exactly wowed me either.
I don't know. Maybe it's the characters that he's getting.
Yeah,
because he typically gets like the same kind of characters, same, at least in the content I've seen, because once again, we haven't watched everything. Mm-hmm. But he's usually like some sort of rich guy.
See, that's the problem. It's
pretty stagnant, like nothing too crazy.
Rich, good-looking guy. You know, and I guess if you always get those roles. But then, I don't know, because I feel like there are other actors that would always get like the villain role and they kill it.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, do we give villain actors more leeway? Because I don't know, like, usually the villain is more complex.
Yeah, I guess.
And I guess like the rich guy, sometimes, well, dramas that I've seen, sometimes they can come across a bit whiny. It's like, get over it. Like, you jump in your Lambo, cry in the Lambo, something, please, like, get over it.
Why is the storyline always like, daddy didn't love me and like my mom's dead, so this, I mean
My dad didn't love me, so he just threw money at me. No one understands me but the poor rich girl. That does not make sense. The poor girl that I have a crush on. Can we talk about this? Yeah.
Let's not.
Okay. Why is it? And again, I could be wrong, and it could be, dramas could be 10 times better now, and they probably are. They probably are. But I feel like some female leads have no personality. Their personality is, I'm poor. They don't seem interested in like the second lead or the first lead. It's like they should just be single at this point.
No offense, but don't cancel me, y'all. I'm really a nice person if you meet in real life. But who like embodies like the epitome of this? And only from the work I've seen, not them as a person or whatever, but the female lead in Airs.
Yes.
Like, I feel like she always looks like a deer in headlights.
Mm. Have K-drama, in your opinion, Shay, because I guess you have seen more than me, like, recent stuff than I have. Are K-drama kisses better now?
Yes, definitely. It's less sexual assaulty.
It's less deer in the headlights. Because that I'm like... What?
Oh my gosh! Why were back in the day K-drama like storylines? And I'm only talking about like a handful, but why were they so weird? Like I swear there was like a period of time where there was at least two dramas that I was trying to watch, and they were trying to have like some incest situation happen. Like why were they so weird? I swear, what's it called? There's like That Winter the Wind Blew or something. They weren't related, but like he had the same name as her brother and she was blind or something. And it was really weird. And then also that
sounds weird.
Pinocchio with the girl from Airs and the guy that was in W. I should really learn their names. But they were also like step sibling-esque-ishness. And then they fell in love or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
I feel like, I could be wrong and I could be generalizing. I feel like back in the day, most of the writers were men because I'm sorry, like, it wasn't given what it should have gave. Like, I can't picture any girl in this situation that would act like this. And I'm talking about if the girl likes the guy and she's trying to hide it, there'd still be some inkling that she likes the guy. Sometimes you'd be watching these dramas, you're like, this girl does not like this guy, but she's read the script and in the script it says she must like this guy. Or it's just like, or there's like a switch, like for a good couple episodes she does not care about this guy and this rich guy is chasing after her, and then by episode 5 all of a sudden now she's here for it. And I'm like, what happened? Where was this change?
To round this up, who is like, it could be now or when you're a bit younger, but who is like your K-drama crush? You can just like name the drama that they were in if you can think of anyone.
What's his name? I could see his face. He was in, what's that drama? He was an alien.
The main
something
guy.
Something to do with stars. No.
That's My Lover from Another Star?
It could have been something like that.
Oh, what's his name? Because he was in a recent drama, like, It's Okay to Not Be
Okay. Is it
okay.
Kim So-hun? Kim So-hun?
I think that's his name.
He's a beautiful, beautiful guy.
He, yes.
I feel like he acts really well, but, like, you know, it helps that he looks good.
Yeah, it helps the storyline. No, he's amazing. And, I don't know, he's, like, a really good actor, in my opinion. I feel like he brings his characters to life really well.
Yeah. Oh, I also like, he was in Airs as well. I call him Eyebrow Guy. What's his name? And like he stopped acting for a while because he was like sick, like he had cancer or something.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Kim Woo Bin.
Kim Woo Bin. Girl, don't.
Yeah. I think for me, the guy that was in the drama with Joy, there's a.
Joy was in a drama? See, this is how much I don't know.
She's in this one drama. I think it's called
Google.
Temptation or something. Yeah, it's called Tempted. And
Tempted. Wait. What's his name? I want to see.
I'm not going to translate that. Woo Do Hwan? Kwan?
How do you spell it?
W-O-O. That's like his surname. And then D-O hyphen H-W-A-N.
Do we want? Oh, yeah. Oh, I love him.
This man is fine. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's great.
Immaculate.
Oh, do you know who else I like? I like the guy from Parasite.
Parasite.
The son.
Oh, he's a really good actor. He's amazing. That's the end of Say What? Wow, that was really uncomfortable to do. You can do that next time. This week, we don't have a game or a dilemma. We want to focus on the unpopular opinions, but feel free to send them through to halut@gmail.com or just drop us a DM on socials. And now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know what's been on our radars. So it could be something we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
Okay, so I feel like I'm broken. I really do feel like I'm broken because I feel like I laugh at the most stupidest things that are not even funny. So I've been on TikTok a lot, not posting. Like I said, oh, I'm going to post. No, I have not been. I've been scrolling. So there's this, Shay, you may know what I'm talking about. There's this trend on, it is going to be K-pop related in a minute, but I have to explain before.
Okay.
So there's this trend where it would just be like a random song, right? So I just think, I don't know, Savage, right?
Okay.
And someone just made like a terrible mashup of it. But like on top of it, it'd be like, what you know about
Bowling? Yeah, I get what you mean.
And it doesn't matter what the song is. I know it's coming. I will laugh. And I will watch it again. And I will laugh. And I'll watch it again. And I will laugh. Like proper laughing, like to the point where like I could cry about it, and it's not even that funny, but to me,
so
I find it hilarious. So I say this to say this. This is about BTS, right?
Okay.
So obviously they were doing press because of, you know, their latest comeback or whatever, and I think they were on the Zach show or something.
Okay.
And he must have asked, oh, what are BTS listening to at the current moment? And I think Jungkook must have been like, oh, I'm listening to Peaches or whatever.
Yeah.
And he starts singing Peaches, right? And then J-Hope cuts him. Uh-huh. J-Hope cuts him with What You Know About Rolling. And I swear, I started to cry. I was like, why? This is how I know Hobby's on TikTok, because
honestly,
it came from nowhere. Like it wasn't his turn to talk, but like Cookie was there singing like
it's the whole thing. Because I think the first time I saw that clip, it was like chopped up, and I saw it on TikTok, so I thought maybe there was a gap in between. God,
so like just him kind of cracked me up. So that was on my radar. Also, it was on my radar that's still BTS is how, and it makes me laugh. I don't know if it makes anyone else laugh. How over it RM is with all these interviews. Like, I think someone must have asked, you know, would it be your dream to collaborate with Justin Bieber or something? And he's like, no. He was basically saying, well, no, because like with label mates, you know what? Tell him to call us if he wants. And like, just looking at him, he seems like over some of these questions. That's what's on my radar.
I'm screwed. I was about to be like, I didn't really have anything on my radar. Pretty much the same. I think just RMB in the mood, because I saw some other clips of like their American interviews, and this woman was like, it was so amazing. Like, from the beginning, it was so amazing. And I think RM must have been like, oh, what was your favorite part? And she was like, in the beginning.
I saw that. And he was like, oh, hmm.
Dude, like, where are they finding these people?
What you know about Rolling Down? It's basically basically the TikTok's version of a Rickroll at this point.
Honestly.
But yeah. I still find it really funny. I don't know. I feel like I'm broken because I should be over it at this point. I've heard it so many times, and it's come to the point I know it's coming, and I still wait for it to come, and I'll laugh.
I think the worst version that I've seen, there's this one video that's been going around of people talking about like Bella Poarch and stuff, and like, oh, how comes like when people get famous they can suddenly sing? And then this guy, I thought the video was gonna be like he sings and then like he goes like back end on like his sound software situation and like makes his voice
high
sound good.
Low when frequencies.
I tell you, I sat there for a good 60 seconds for him to play like what you know
you about.
But yeah, guys, that's it.
What you know about Ronit.
Girl, you're gonna get us copywritten.
Thank you so much for listening to How You Watchy.
Remember that you guys can send any of your unpopular opinions, requests, stories, dilemmas, or even games to howyout@gmail.com or just drop us a DM on socials.
How much you know about I'm joking. I'm sorry. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @thekway_100. Or also, fun news, I have a 24-hour stream on my YouTube, so you can head over
what?
There too.
What are you streaming? Sorry, I'm
just like,
you
like what? Like literally just all my videos. It's like K-pop channel-ness. So you can go chill out over there. Yeah.
Get some snacks.
Yeah, relax. Kick back.
How are we ending this? I don't know. What you know about...
Hi, girl.
Okay, I'm really sorry. Okay, until next time, we will...
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
What you know about...